We're the Biden Bucks.
Ooh, I like Biden Bucks.
Yeah. It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to beat. If you hear the laughing vibe, come take a seat and... What's up, trapologists?
We're back. It's been a minute, but we're back. Don't call it a comeback. I'm Kay.
And I'm Key.
And we're the trapologists. So as you already know, we're the trapologists on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, on SoundCloud. If you got SoundCloud, you know, you can find us out there. And sponsors for y'all to email us to, you know, get your products out there, thetrapologists@gmail.com. But first of all, it can't be a proper reintroduction without some classic Gucci. So okay. If y'all know, you know. And if you don't know, you don't know. But it's okay. You can join in. Gucci back, bitch. Yeah, I'm back, bitch. Miss me or miss my rap, bitch. But we back. And that's it. That's all.
What's up? Right. So how's the family? How's your kids? What's up? What y'all got going on in life? How's 2021?
Where y'all stimmies at? I ain't got mine yet. I'm a little salty.
Swear to Biden Bucks.
Ooh, I like Biden Bucks.
Speaking of the stimulus, when we get to our Ask the Ratchet question, we got a question regarding the stimmy, so we'll deal with that. At the
end. Is it where it's at? Because I ain't getting mine.
No, that ain't it.
All right. So our topic for today is hood rich. Have you heard the term hood rich, and what does it mean to you?
Honestly, I had to look it up because I've heard hood rich. Isn't that like, I think there's a song by somebody named Hood Rich.
Hood Bitch?
I said Rich.
Oh, Hood Rich. I know Manny Fresh is our turn, baby. I feel like they had a song back in the day.
What? Dita Boo? Is that the same? What's that?
That ain't the same song, but like... With a pimp that Gucci suits. No, Gucci suits.
Okay.
I feel like they got a song, and I feel like other people reference it a lot, but I feel like they really do have a song from like the 99 and 2000. I can't remember the name of it though.
Somebody has a song, but like initially I was like, okay, I've heard this term, but like, what is that term? So I did go to Urban Dictionary.
What they say?
According to Urban Dictionary, it is detrimentally extending one's income on luxury goods while negating necessities.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Yikes.
Basically. So, like, an example of this would be, like, you got the latest Tesla, Range Rover, whatever you want to call it, but you living in it because you ain't got no house.
That's
an extreme example though.
No, but people really do this. Like, okay, maybe like you said, that is kind of extreme, but people really be out here. For example, I feel like you can even do stuff like, okay, you don't have no gas to put in your car, but you just got these $500 shoes on your feet. Yeah. If you're not walking to work, then you need to put that money in your gas tank.
If Pat and Charlie ain't getting you there, then a lot of the times, like, it's for a show, like, oh, I'm gonna get this, like, I don't know, Cartier bracelet, but I can't pay my rent, you know?
Right. So why do you think, like, where do you think that stems from? Like, why do you think that people do that?
Well, going back to the pilot episode for clout.
Clout.
But like, people want to impress people. I feel like that's a common thing. Like, I think people think people want to be impressed. Like, oh, this bracelet might impress them, but actually I'm looking at you can't pay your bills. Like, I don't know, like the need to impress people, the need to impress the other sex. So like, men think like, oh, if I ain't got no jewelry, nobody ain't checking for me or something like that.
It's like a cycle because, okay, using that example, if I ain't got jewelry, nobody checking for me. But in reality, if you're using that to get checked on, most likely we see right through it because now you come off as superficial.
Yeah, or you having the wrong people check for you.
Yeah, because like I'm not interested in what's around your neck. What are you doing in life?
You're safe anyway.
Now let me get the diamond tester out, shorty.
Oh, did you see that video? I think it was like they was testing people's chains in the mall. They was like, your chain real? Oh, it counts 80K? Let me test it. And people were like, nah, man. Like, no. That thing was funny. But, yeah.
And Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. He says, stop keeping up with the... Somebody said it. I don't even know if that was him. So let me not misquote. But somebody made a quote that said, stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses are broke. And it reminds me of the movie The Joneses, which is about a family that literally they get paid to market things. So everybody thinks they have all these nice things, but really that's their job. And in the movie, one guy, he really tries to keep up with the Joneses, ends up in a hell of a lot of debt, and ends up committing suicide because he can't keep up with everything. So that was a crazy little movie, but I also feel like it's almost like an instant gratification of feeling rich. Like, oh, I feel like I can have these things. Mm-hmm. Look what I got type of thing. Like you said, for show.
Yeah, let me post it on the gram. Right. But yeah, that's a good example. I might have to try to find that movie.
It is so freaking good.
That's where I feel like it comes from. Like, what do you think?
I think it stems from, like I said, like kind of like the for show thing, similar to what you said. And also... again, that instant gratification, like, okay, I feel now there's a difference between like, okay, retail therapy, like, okay, mm-hmm. I feel down, I deserve, you know, some self-care, cool. But back to the definition of negating necessities,
right?
No, like, that's not okay. And I feel like people at that point is no longer self-love, it's more of a I'm doing this for other people. And I'm negating myself. I'm putting other people and their opinions above my basic needs.
Yeah.
Not even wants, my needs.
Yeah. And that can be problematic in and of itself. Just to be going down that train of thought.
So where would you say is the cutoff between a retail therapy? I'm doing this because, like, I really deserve this thing. I've been working hard. This is my reward to myself. Versus like a hood rich. What would you say that cutoff was?
I think part of it is in the intent. Like, am I doing this for me? Like, because I want it. And this is something like I've been thinking about for a while. Versus am I doing this to impress other people? Am I doing this to show somebody, yeah, I got it like that. I'm out here. Like, what's the intent? And then also, like, can I still buy food? Can I still put gas in my car? Like, stuff like that. I feel like once you start crossing over to the things like that, like you can't no longer do the necessities for yourself, then you kind of switching over.
I feel that. I think the main thing, like you said, is making sure, okay, are my bills paid? Is me getting this thing going to put my bills or my financial stability at risk? Because I feel like people may think, okay, no, I'm doing this for me. But then there's always that, I feel like once you get conditioned to think away, mm-hmm. then you no longer think of it as I'm doing this for other people. It's just a habitual way that you've been doing.
Yeah, like you kind of go on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
What are some ways, do you think this has gotten better or worse since Corona?
Ooh, I think, I don't know. I've been a little off of social media lately. I feel as if I would like to think that it would get better with Corona going around, mainly because you're supposed to be in the house. You really not, like, you're not supposed to, air quotations, go out. You're not supposed to, air quotations, travel. So more people are in the house in pajamas working, quote unquote. But at the same time, I think that now as we're moving towards more things opening up, then it's like a push of, okay, well, y'all, we was stacking money at home. What was you doing?
Not LLC Twitter.
Oh my gosh. Don't even get me started with that.
I feel like it got better too. That kind of made me think of the question, what's the difference between like a flex versus like hood rich activities?
Okay, so first, what would you say a flex is?
Let me use some rich people examples. So like, who was that? I think Partisan Fontaine, whatever his name is, that dating Meg Thee Stallion. I think he like bought her a jet with like some roses on it. Like, I feel like that's a flex.
Wow, yeah, that's a flex. Wait, no. You can't use a rich person because they're not hood rich.
True. But okay, imagine if it was me, a broke nigga, trying to do it.
No flex. That's hood rich. You can't.
Yeah, because you're taking the pictures for the gram. You're doing it all for the gram, for the pictures. True.
So I think a flex. Okay, so I feel like a flex would be. Okay, a flex would be, okay, I've been grinding all COVID. Like, I've been stacking cool. I just bought me a car. My car about 3 months new / old. Like, bet. Mm-hmm. What's up? I'm finna flex, like, yo, I've been stacking my bread. That's okay. A flex because I bought a car. Like, I haven't had a car. Depending on the circumstances and the intent, I bought a car for me so I'm able to go to work. Maybe I didn't have one. Maybe I upgraded my car.
Yeah.
That's a flex for me. I've been putting in work. That same example could be hood rich if you walk into my apartment, I got roaches all over the place.
Ooh, not the roaches.
Not the roaches. I got roaches all over the place. Not saying some people like holy clothes, but let's just say your washing machine been broke for the last 2 months.
I mean, but do it wash the clothes though? Like, it might make a little bit of noise.
Nope, it don't wash the clothes. You're walking to the laundromat. All this other stuff, but you pop up with a Tesla. Now, at the same time, you got to think about lifestyle. Some people, especially like the extreme cheapskates, some people want to live that way because their whole thing is, okay, I can live like nobody else now, so in the future, I can live like nobody else then, meaning I would have more. But I just feel like it could turn hood rich when it's just like a superficial, I just got this car, kind of like you said, to show everybody that I have the means to get it. Just because you have the means to get something doesn't necessarily mean you should get it. Right. If it's not something that you 100% want for yourself, by yourself.
Yeah. I think all of these just kind of boiled back down to that point. Like, what's the intent and like, what's your other stuff looking like? Like, do you have the means? So we said it was getting better. What are some things that kind of help build us as a people to make us financially stronger and to make sure that we're not like engaging in these hood rich activities?
I feel like it honestly gets to a point of education, like financial literacy, because I was just talking to my mom about all sorts of stuff. Like, I was talking about, well, we were really talking about like more like life insurance and stuff, but kind of just trying to tie it together. There's a lot of things that we really aren't taught.
Oh, yeah.
We really don't talk a lot about money. And I feel like between money and death is like a taboo, keep stuff to yourself, which absolutely don't go running around showing your bank statements. But right. Have the conversation of being financially smart, like making good decisions. What is really defining what is a want and what is a need. We always say, oh, I need this. No, let's be more intentional with the words we use. Every word has a definition, and that is what that word means. So let's use what a want is and let's use what a need is. So I feel like that is like the first main step. And just working with being better overall financially. Like, maybe we should have an episode on like different financial tips, but even if that means picking up a book, speaking with your parents, right, looking at the internet is full of resources. Get a budget together. I mean, one thing that I've done lately is I get in my modes where it's like, okay, I'm gonna just grind. And then I have modes where I'm like, I'm gonna just spin because I deserve it. I'm gonna call it retail therapy. I deserve it. Mm-hmm. This stuff is for me. But I've gotten to a point where it's like, okay, I have a list of things that I want, and I put it from lowest cost to highest cost. And whenever I get my paycheck, I'm like, okay, so what am I going to buy for myself this time around? And then if I'm saving up for something bigger, like a TV, then those other paychecks, I'm not going to spend that $15. I'm going to put it towards a bigger expense for myself. But really just, I feel like I'm kind of going on a tangent, but the main thing is really self-regulation and being able to tell yourself no.
Yeah. And I feel like all that starts with education, like you mentioned, because like in high school, I didn't learn none of that. Like we was talking about like geometry and calculus and all that, but we never talked about like a budget, like any of that, like balancing a checkbook. What does it mean to like any accounting type things? And I think that would have been helpful as a high schooler, especially because like some people, like you go on different paths, like right after high school. Sometimes you might like had a baby during high school and like have to raise a family, like go straight into work after school versus like going to college and being out on your own and trying to manage your refund check. Like,
and I feel that is so true. Like, yeah. I just had I can honestly say it was a very moment of ignorance because I'm thinking like, okay, everybody goes to college, but not everyone has that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And not everyone wants to.
Yeah. And then, so I was thinking, because my first financial class was an elective in college. So like you said, people who don't go, it's like you just throw them to the world with no type of like
right
money dialogue.
Right. So one day I'm in class, you taking my attendance, the next day you expect me to be like a fully responsible adult. Like, that just doesn't make sense. So I think it starts with education, like knowing those terms and like technology, and like honestly, like I'm old and I'm just like learning about stuff. So like different interest rates, like the importance of knowing interest rates of like not only like credit cards and like stuff like that, but like different savings accounts. So like most of the time savings accounts in banks like are trash, like 0.01 or 0.05% interest. Like that's what you get for like, that's nothing. And like different ways. So like CDs, I forgot what those other things are called because I ain't got none. Bonds. but like all of those have like significantly better interest rates than like your traditional savings account in a bank. And then there are some banks, I just found out about Capital One. If y'all listen, holla at your girl, give her some referral rates or whatever. But Capital One has this high yield interest savings account where, like, this don't even sound like a lot, but their interest rate is 1%. Compare that to like Wells Fargo, where my interest rate that I gained from like having a savings is 0.05%.
Hold up, because I caught Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. I caught them because my friend, she is really financially literate. And I've had this same conversation with her about savings accounts and like seeing the interest rate. So I called Summit Credit Union and I called Wells. My Wells Fargo folks said they had 0.01% on the savings.
You know what? It might be 0.01. I can't remember. Like, I know it's trash, like a penny or a nickel.
I'm about to say somebody done cheated me.
Right. And then, like, when you think about it, like, back in the day, like, when all these boomers be talking about, oh, back in my day, I paid for my college myself and blah, blah, blah. They had, like, 5% interest rate. Like, they were getting, like, significant return on their money for just sitting in the bank. We do not get that.
And you have to have a minimum. So we definitely need an episode like this. We should write this stuff down because you also have to have a certain minimum. So I know with Summit, I think it's $100 and you have to have the $100 in your account. I believe it said at least, don't quote me, but at least a certain amount of months in a row. So mm-hmm. if you're like, you got 100 now, but then next for the next 2 months, you only got 50. It's mm-hmm. not gonna, whenever that quarter comes around, I think it's quarterly. Whenever that quarter comes around, you're not gonna get the interest.
And just like that scamming episode that we was talking about, how they like, if you don't keep a certain amount of money in your account, sometimes they like charge you fees and all those fees add up. And then sometimes y'all, if you call them and talk, like complain about a fee, they'll drop it. So it's worth a call, especially if that fee, $25, I'm about to call Capital One right after this. But it's definitely worth it. Especially when you consider the lack of interest we get from having money in a savings account. So most recently, I started trying to do like stocks and stuff. And you can, depending on like, of course, the market, you shouldn't never put anything in there that you're not willing to lose. Like, honestly, I ain't trying to lose nothing. But like, looking at the risk versus benefit, a lot of the times, like, your potential for gain is so much better than what you would get at the bank. So sometimes it might be worth it. Like, what I started doing is like putting some in my savings and then like maybe split it, like maybe put a quarter or a tenth or like whatever percentage and put that in a stock that you research. Like, don't just be throwing money out there because you're bound to lose it if you're not looking into like what you're putting it into. But just myself personally, like one of the things that I invested in like has had over a 30% return on investment.
Spill the tea.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, and it be going up and down. It thing be stressing me out. But just saying, like, compare that to 1% that the bank is going to give you. Like, just look into other options and just be aware that there are other options. Because, like, until I was talking to one of my friends, I was like, you know what? I never really considered that. Like, I'm getting 1% where I could take a risk. Like, you basically gambling with stocks, I feel like. But I don't know. It's just other ways.
That's another thing. I feel like as far as credit card companies or just any type of bank, they always throw loyalty out there and make you feel like, oh, because I've been with this thing for so long that I can't leave or like I'm tied to it. That is not true, especially we'll talk about credit score because you know how I feel about credit score now. But
you enlightened me that day.
Yeah. So a lot of people feel as if, okay, well, I can't close my accounts because it's going to affect my credit score. Your savings account, you can have a savings account closed and it not affect your credit score. The only thing that affects your credit score is a credit card account, a credit account. So although I'm with Wells, they about to get the deuces because I need my money that I'm not touching to at least work a little bit harder. Because 0.01% is literally nothing.
A penny.
That, like, seriously. And then even I shouldn't even be looking at no more credit cards. But, you know, I'm a little curious sometimes. But even cash back on credit cards be 0.01%. Like, if you're going to get a credit card, at least get something that's going to benefit you a little bit more.
Right. Talking about credit card rewards, I don't know like if people do this already, but one thing I do, like, instead of buying stuff with my debit card, like, I'll buy with my credit card because with my credit card, I'm going to get cash back or I'm going to get some kind of points that I can use for cash back instead of, and then I'll just pay my credit card at the end of that. So that's another thing. I don't know, but like you said, we don't learn this stuff. Like, this little bit of stuff that I do know, like, I learned as an adult from my parents. And, like, a lot of this, like I just said with the stocks, is more recent. So,
yeah. So, like, encouraging, like, maybe some people aren't close to their parents. So, if you can't speak to your parents, speaking to other family members, speaking to friends, like, especially your close network, like, let's be like, hey, yo, you ever thought about this? Not really. Let's look it up. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. So you can get enlightened and pass that information on to younger family members of yours, friends of yours, or even your future children.
Yeah. And then, like, because we've been saying, like, talk to your parents, but some people's parents may have not gotten that financial advice. So it's all about, I don't know, like, I feel like our education has several deficits, but I definitely feel like that's one of them.
So, I like this. So we have asked the ratchets. So the question we received is, what are some things that I should not do with my STEMI?
Okay, oh, well, great question. Because we just kind of talked about this. Like, definitely if you got some, so I can't talk about this, student loans. Ooh, that's another thing we need to talk about. But if you got something that got some high interest coming up, like if you got a credit card bill that got, ooh, the 24.99% APR, like that's just ridiculous. No credit card should have that much interest. So like if you got something, wait, did they ask what they should do or what they shouldn't do?
What they should not.
Oh, well, what you should not do is just blow it.
Money to blow.
Right. Put it towards something useful. Oh, but what not to do? Don't blow it on those strippers. Don't buy drugs. Drugs are bad, okay? I mean, what else? What you think?
I feel like there is nothing. Okay, so let's take this in moderation, people. I'm going to say there is nothing that is off limits for your STEMI. It is your STEMI. Use it how you would like to. But let's not be hood rich.
We're supposed to be stimulating the economy.
So I feel like, okay, $1,000 for me and my household, there is going to be a percentage that's going to go to like, okay, we're going to, you know, pay this credit card off a little bit more. We're going to add an additional payment for maybe a car note. So that's less interest I have to pay on the car. Things like that. A percentage of it is going to go for that for me. And then there's that other percentage that is going to me for me because I deserve things and I want nice things. So I'm going to get nice things and help stimulate this economy.
I want nice things. But yeah, I mean, I feel that too. Because I'd be lying if I say, look, I already, let me get back to reality. So before I looked at, how much is too much information? Before I looked at my bank account today, I said I was going to buy a camera. But after further investigation, I decided that I was not going to buy a camera. So I'm going to pay some bills with this STEMI. And then, I don't know, probably, you know, chef it up, eat something nice. I don't know.
Save up for your camera.
Yeah, I'm also trying to save for a car. Like, it's just too much stuff happening.
You said what?
I'm trying to save for a car.
Okay.
You know, Gray been riding since the 99 and the 2000s.
Gray been on them wheels.
Great. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, basically, it's just send me do what you want to do. But I ain't want to hear about you. You ain't got nothing to eat later.
And I don't want to hear my STEMI just hit and that was gone because it's a pending trend. Nah. At least hold on to it for a little bit.
Mm-mm, I ain't gonna be gone out there.
What? I'm trying to save mine a little bit.
I wanted to, but like I said, Wells Fargo was kind of rude and nasty when I looked at them earlier.
Ever since I saw that Dirty Money episode, Wells can kiss my black beep.
I think them, honestly.
Seriously. I'm gonna start putting my money in the mattress like they used to back in the day.
Ooh, and you're off. Air Force season year round.
For real.
All right, let's go into our zodiac. So it's Pisces season. So the dates for that, February 19th to March the 20th, they are a water sign because they're a fish. Their quality is mutable. So we've been seeing like having some signs that are like the fixed quality. I had to look up mutable because I'm like, what does that mean? It says this is the quality of all signs that have already had enough and need to change. Blah, blah, blah. It just sounds like somebody like in transition between phases in their life or something. But I'm like, that kind of apply to everybody. It says strengths, compassionate, artistic, intuitive, gentle, wise, musical. Weaknesses, fearful, overly trusting, sad, desire to escape reality, and can be a victim or a martyr. It says Pisces like being alone, sleeping, music, romance, visual media. Like, that's so vague. Swimming, because they fish. and spiritual themes. It says dislikes know-it-all, being criticized, the past coming back to haunt them, or cruelty of any kind. Do you have any Pisces in your life that you'd like to comment or?
I do. So I have found that as a water sign, Cancer gang, gang, ho.
I didn't know y'all was water sign.
We're crabs.
Oh, I ain't never think about that like that.
What about yourselves? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, but when you the baddest, I mean, what can I say?
You're giving Capricorn. But I found that if a man tells me that he's a Pisces, immediately I'm like, I want nothing to do with you. Mainly because there was one guy in my past that he was a Pisces and he was way too emotional. And I'm super emotional. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have a little control over my emotions. Like I can talk about them in a mature way. Maybe it was just his personality. Maybe he was just immature. But as far as my Pisces women, I absolutely love them. Most of the time they're like really close friends. I have 3 Pisces women in my life and they are thebomb.com. Mm-hmm. They are fun and relatable. They're very, that emotional thing as well, but it's a maturity thing about it. Like, we can talk about it, get over it. We can sit and cry together, and tomorrow we can go up and go downtown or something. It all just kind of depends. I really like Pisces. Word. Women.
Word. I feel like, unless I just don't, I'm not being able to recall, I only know one Pisces dude, and he was like, very petty, very childish, very much annoying, and that kind of tainted the whole pool of Pisces for me, male and female.
What?
I don't think I know any Pisces women. So for me, it's a dub. For Key, it sounded like if you're a Pisces woman, it's cool. If you're a Pisces dude, get on, get. All right, and that's that on that. Global trappings. So I came across an article the other day that talked about the beloved Proud family. Proud family was racist. Have you heard that?
What?
So they said the Proud family was racist because of how they portray dark-skinned Black women. They, like Dejanay.
And the girl sisters.
Yeah. They were saying they always portray them as being like loud, ratchet, annoying. But I was like, I don't feel that.
I mean, I can kind of see, I see now why they would say that, but I think that's also because our eyes are open to more things like that. But just because the world is like this now doesn't necessarily mean that those ideas are in everything.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel like that when I was growing up looking at the Proud family. And then they were saying like Penny Proud and whatever the girl.
You know, I seen a girl for the body.
Yeah. They were saying like, oh, they was light skinned and they act ratchet and they, whatever. They was just doing this whole colorism thing. And I was like, and honestly, that's not racism, that's colorism. But I was just like, I ain't feel like that. So I was a little shook at
Girl, talk about global trappings. You heard they trying to cancel Kirk Franklin.
Now, I'm on Kirk Franklin's side. If you try to act up, get snatched up. He shouldn't put him out there like that.
Huh?
He shouldn't have put him out there like that. So for those of y'all who don't know what we're talking about, Kurt Franklin's son posted him on the internet. I just heard about it. I don't know if it was a video or, oh, I actually heard the words. I don't know if it had a video accompanying it or whatever. But he was like, basically, I will fuck you up to his son. Because his son was like talking to him crazy or something. And his son was like, he was scared. And his son was talking cash shit, though. He was like, do it. Like, all that. So people were like trying to cancel Kirk. But I'm like, what you want me to say?
And I feel like, now I was on Twitter for this. A lot of people were trying to make it like they said, well, you notice all the Christians are thinking it's about cussing, but it's really about verbal abuse. This man is 33. I ain't saying you ever too old to like.
Dang, his son 33.
His son is 33.
Wow, very childish.
As far as verbal abuse, not saying that there's an age limit to that, but at the end of the day, respect. I know as I'm about to be 27, I would never. I don't even cuss around my parents.
Right.
Like, I'm not letting it fly. They listen to the podcast. I slip up sometimes. Hi, family. But, I don't even let that slide. And I'm definitely not going to do it. Do it.
Wait, what? Do you want to be on the ground? Like, I don't understand. I would never.
I'm with you and I'm with Kurt. Like, okay, people cuss too. Like, right. Okay. Just because he's a Christian, okay, you can get this.
You can get this Christian work. These hands of Christ, you can get them. Did you see Plies video? Yeah. Yeah, Plies was like, he with Kurt. Kurt can come to King of Diamonds. I'm like, oh, Lord. But I don't know. I'm with Kurt. I'm with Kurt on this one. Other global news, or this one basically U.S. news. The STEMI. Where is it at? It ain't in my account.
I'm looking for.
Right. Biden Bucks, where you at, boy? Look, the streets calling. We need you.
Can you hear me calling?
But
okay. I got a song for everything, bro.
All right. Other global news. I think India was talking about banning cryptocurrency. So things like Bitcoin, Dogecoin, all those like altcoins. They're talking about banning that. Have you heard about it?
I haven't. Why do they want to ban it?
I don't really know why. So one thing, it might be like Bitcoin apparently burns a lot of energy and isn't really friendly to the ecosystem, apparently.
I don't understand.
So like people have to mine Bitcoins and it takes like computers and a lot of energy and a lot of work to do that. And they're basically saying like, it burns a lot of energy, I guess. Don't get me the line.
But, okay, so cryptocurrency, how do people even use that?
So, I'm glad you asked. So, y'all get on Doggy. Like, this is not financial advice. I am not a financial
advisor. You're talking about that Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm.
Look, send it to Doge.
Right. Like, so, more and more, like, stores and stuff are beginning to accept Bitcoin and other forms of cryptocurrency. So that's why Bitcoin had like a huge jump in price over the last couple of weeks, because more companies are beginning to accept it as payment. So you can trade it. It builds value over time, kind of like a stock, but not in a like designated company. Just has intrinsic value that changes over time, like the stock market does. Other news, y'all seen that Britain, is that where they from? Is racist. Megan told y'all, Megan Markle.
Oh, the Oprah thing.
I ain't watched it. You watched it?
I didn't watch it either. I thought is that the Megan you're talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it either. I want to find it though. I do want to watch it.
I think it's 2 hours. I believe when she said they racist, I'm good on that. I don't know why people in America care about like the queen and all that stuff anyway.
I don't know why America does have the things it do. I'm still not over Groundhog Day and why we literally, I think that's the dumbest thing ever.
But okay, so I feel like it was real though, because like the groundhog, whatever it mean, when it's, we had 4 more weeks of winter or whatever. I don't know if it see the shadow or don't see the shadow then, but it was right. I mean, it's still cold. It's cold today.
But just because it's cold, so what?
We having more winter. I don't know.
Anyway, I think that's the dumbest thing ever.
What else do we do that's dumb? Basically everything. Ooh, why we donating to other countries and got people here hungry?
Overall, I just feel like, what is the point? Again, I'm still stuck on Groundhog Day. Okay, St. Patrick's Day. What's that about?
People be drinking.
Ooh.
But I'm saying, like, it got some kind of, like, to the saints, like, Catholic Church or whatever. It got some kind of meaning that I ain't never looked up. Worldwide, people are just getting vaccinated, you know. Hopefully, we'll be back to somewhat normal soon, I guess. Other than that, that's all the global trappings I got for you all.
Okay.
I'm reloaded.
So, guys, we are excited to to be back and with you guys. So keep following us on social media, The Trapologist, everywhere.
TikTok. We got a TikTok. We ain't turning on it.
Sorry.
But I mean, that's it. That's all. We out, y'all. Bye.
We out. Bye.